This is Glow in the Dark Radio. The science fiction podcast with original independent science fiction written and performed by Mike Luoma, with music by Kevin MacLeod, The Vatican Assassin Trilogy, and The Adventures of Alibi Jones by Mike Luoma are available in ebook, trade paperback, and audiobook wherever you find your books online. Get links and details at glowinthedarkradio.com. This is the Science Fiction Podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. And I've got Chapter 7 of Vatican Ambassador on the way on this episode. It's a short chapter, I'm going to caution you. Not even quite 10 minutes. But I will make up for it, because next week it's almost a half hour long chapter. And the next couple weeks after that will probably be about that long, because I've got to break up a chapter. Chapter 9 is like over an hour long, so bear with me. A short chapter this week, but next week you'll be getting a longer one, and then longer ones for the forthcoming weeks after that, I do promise. This week, though, BC is getting ready to go to Rome. The new Pope, Linus, reached out to BC on our last episode, told the acting Vatican ambassador to Lunar Prime he wanted to see him at the Vatican. So, yes, Pope Linus, very curious about BC's visit out to Wentworth Station and how he talked to the UTZ Council, the CEOs that basically run everything. So, yeah, he's curious. The Pope wants to know what's going on. So BC is on his way as we get into Chapter 7. Coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio. In book news, the Smashwords summer-winter sale continues. You've got about a week, a little bit more left, a week or so left, to save on all sorts of ebooks, including my two big ones. The two collections are on sale during this Smashwords summer-winter sale. They're usually $4.99, and now they're just $2.49. For this month only, though. So, like I say, another week and some change there. That's the Vatican Assassin Trilogy, all three books under one cover, and the Chronological Omnibus, the Adventures of Alibi Jones Chronological Omnibus that has all of his stuff in chronological order. So again, those two on sale, but only through July 31st. Your chance to save on ebooks throughout the site and on those two of mine. The links are in the show notes, or just go to smashwords.com and look for Alibi Jones, Vatican Assassin, or just look me up, Mike Luoma, MikeLuoma. We'll get into Chapter 7 of Vatican Ambassador next on Glow in the Dark Radio.
The Flash Pulp Podcast. 3 to 10 minutes of fiction brought to you thrice weekly. Now it's three apocalypses in one.
Yeah!
Suffering from tough, stuck-on humans? Well, 20 hellish hours of suffocation in the all-encompassing web of Karwick the Spider God will get them right out. Too many brains lying around? The ravenous mouths surrounding zombie-fighting Ruby will quickly clean those up. Nosy neighbors, infect them with the murder plague, and watch as they dissolve into paranoid maniacs bent on the preemptive assassination of their friends and family. Why stop at one end of the world when you can have all three? You can find them all at flashpulp.com, or search for them on iTunes.
Thank you.
Now, here's Chapter 7 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio.
BC's itinerary, provided by the Vatican, has him boarding a transport ship for Rome first thing early Monday morning. He makes his way to the docking bays, bristling at being on someone else's schedule instead of his own.
This sucks. Used to setting my own timetable.
Based on pictures sent by the Vatican, BC spots the man who will be his temporary replacement, Father Dan Daycombe, in the port's gate area. A short redhead, Daycombe seems like an eager young priest. He's dressed in a traditional collar. His wide brown eyes take in the landing area of Lunar Prime as he walks through the port. Father Daycombe, BC calls out, stopping the man. Ambassador Campion? The other priest asks. BC, please, Campion says, extending his hand. Dan? May I call you Dan? Absolutely, the other man says with a nod. He grasps BC's hand and gives it a good solid shake. Well, Dan, please be kind to them, eh? BC says.
Oh, I will, Father Campion. I mean, I will, BC.
He's a kid. Wonder if he's even worked in a parish. Never mind one on the moon.
You'll do fine, Father, I'm sure, BC reassures him. By the way, there's a young man named Jim Fitzgerald here. He hears the call, but he's unsure. You're younger. You might relate to him better than I do. See if you can convince him to join our ranks while you're here, Father, BC challenges Daycombe.
I will,
Daycombe manages to get out. See you later, BC says. He turns and heads over to his flight's docking bay.
Well, wished him luck. What else could I do? Heck, a lot of them here will love having a real priest for a change. Okay, Rome, here I come.
BC is booked on a public flight. He finds the docking bay and makes his way onto the ship. He looks around at the other passengers, trying to see who they are without making eye contact.
Pretty normal looking, I guess. No risky types, just everyday folk taking a flight down to Earth.
He finds his seat and settles in for the trip.
How long is this flight?
BC looks through his papers for his itinerary as he sits waiting for the ship to depart.
20 hours. Long time to think. Think about how it's come to this. Strange, finding myself telling some kid to become a priest. Didn't tell him I did it as a front for smuggling and shit way back when. That it was all a cover. What a long, strange, bizarre trip, all right. The biography of BC. I can see it now. Born in the old USA on Earth, 2080. Early life unremarkable, classic underachiever. Wanted to be a pilot. Driving ships from the moon to Mars on the Magloop Highway. Hey, a kid can dream.
BC looks out the window as they take off from Lunar Prime. Melancholy memories well back up into BC's mind.
My teacher said I didn't have the discipline needed to become a pilot. I gave it up. Proved them right. Their self-fulfilling prophecy. Too bad. Wonder what would have happened if I'd gone to flight school back then. Sure would have been different. Lots of demand for pilots. Might have been better than going through all the jobs I did after I got out of school. Learned something from most of those, anyway.
BC watches out the window as the moon shrinks in apparent size, his ship pulling away from the satellite.
At least it got me into space. Working on an orbital station sure is a whole different way of life. And then there's Linderstern Finch. Last station. Started as a station boy again, but... Well, then Fiza showed up. Her and her schemes for easy money.
In his mind's eye, BC sees Fiza as she was back then. Then he gets angry.
She fucked me over pretty good that first time around. Thought she loved me because she was fucking me. Still love and hate her all at once. Hope she's okay. Live and learn, I suppose. Her abandoning me on Linderstern Finch was, in a way, kind of a good thing. Had to fend for myself. Find a way to keep making easy money. It's kind of why I am where I am now, come to think of it. If I hadn't stayed on board after Fiza rolled me, I probably wouldn't have answered that ad from the Holy Redemption Church of Jesus and gotten my credentials as a preacher. Remember, the ad's headline caught my eye. Get non-taxable status. It was fast. Just fill out the form. Got my ordination papers and tax forms in about a week and officially became Brother Bernard Campion of the Holy Redemption Church of Jesus. Such a good front for smuggling. At least it was for a while. Until the damn reunification. Was good while it lasted. My non-tax status conveniently covered my dubious import-export deals. Never mind all the times as a reverend, I acted as a courier for non-traditional business interests on Lunar Prime and Earth. Felt like I was untouchable. And I was, for a while. Remember, 2099 was a great year. Loved 2099. 19 years old, still on Finch's station. Used the job to explain my travel activity while I was running my own gig on the side as the Reverend Bernard Campion. It was sweet, easy money. Of course it couldn't last. Lost the station job the next year. Saw it coming, really. Change was in the air with the coming of the new century. And my bosses on the station didn't like all my extracurricular activity. Finch was the smarter of the two. Not sure he ever figured out exactly what I was doing, but he knew I was making a lot of money on the side. One of those bosses who didn't like people working for him who weren't completely beholden to him for their livelihood. Made me harder to motivate, I suppose. That's when I roamed around again a bit. Felt good after being cooped up on the station for so long. Was able to make the church thing work for me, too, for 4 or 5 years. But then the Holy Redemption Church of Jesus got swept up in the reunification.
The path of the ship has turned BC's side of the craft away from the moon. Out his window now is the deep velvet carpet of stars, as they shine only in the vacuum of space. No gaps among them, just dimmer stars between the brighter. As part of him prepares to meet the new pope, BC's mind continues wandering through his past, turning over his thoughts and wondering what he might have done differently, how he ended up on the path to the Vatican.
What could I do? The great reunification of 2104 swept me up. I had no choice in it, really. The Holy Redemption Church of Jesus was absorbed into the new Catholic Church. They made me a priest. They made everybody priests. Seemed like. It was weird, but nice. The other priests didn't know what to make of me, but they tried to help me fit in. Wanted to keep my side business running, but it became impossible. So I settled in and tried to blend. Then I got recruited by the OPO.
BC laughs to himself. He pulls back from the window and looks around the cabin of the ship. Conversation has dwindled. Many travelers are now asleep or starting to nod off. BC moves his head from side to side, working out a bit of a kink that had developed as he kept his head turned to look out the window. BC decides to try to sleep. He closes his eyes. His mind is still busy, thinking about the reunification and getting shanghaied by the Office of Papal Operations.
Only 4 years ago, but it feels like a lifetime. They used classic extortion. The OPO dug up the dirt on my past and used it to encourage my decision to join. Forced to cooperate or they'd use my earlier activities against me, and I'd go to jail for a long, long time. On the plus side, look at all the job training. The OPO trained me to be an assassin. For the Pope! Of course, my own shitty background prepared me well for my new life. I actually kind of liked the OPO. My kind of people ran the place. At least, I thought most of them were my kind of people. They were usually pleased with me and my work. It was nice to prove quite effective in my job. All in the name of God. Removing threats to the Pope and the Church and the UTZ. And I even did okay as a Vatican spin doctor and diplomat, defusing situations in the media and explaining the papal position.
BC chuckles to himself.
Now the new pope wants to see me. Wonder what the papal position will be this time. Don't feel like bending over.
Hope it's not too painful a position.
That was Chapter 7 of Vatican Ambassador on Glow in the Dark Radio. kind of a short chapter, as I was saying in my introduction, but we have some long ones on the way the next few weeks. So thank you for bearing with me as we just kind of got some insight into what BC is thinking as he traveled down to the Vatican. We're going to land in Rome and meet the new Pope with BC on our next episode with Chapter 8 of Vatican Ambassador. And remember, the Smashwords summer-winter sale is ongoing, but not for too much longer. You've got about a week and 2 days, a couple days from when I'm recording this. Goes through July 31st. That's at smashwords.com. And the links to my stuff that are on sale, the two big collections that are on sale, the link is in the show notes. And that is all for this week. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.
Glow in the Dark Radio.
This podcast presentation is copyright 2023 by Michael F. Luoma and is protected under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives, 4.0 International License, CC by NCND 4.0. Music by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at Incompetech.com. Mike's books are available in ebook, paperback, and audiobook wherever you find books online. Get links and more details at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. This has been a presentation of Glow in the Dark Radio.